Well, just trying to take advantage of opportunities. Like I said, the opportunities have increased, and you know, when you get into a rhythm, the game starts to slow down a lot more. And you know, when your quarterback is depending on you to make a play, you got to make a play, and that's all I've been trying to do.
Well, how impressive was Don Driver's touchdown?
Very. I told him that is the guy that I'm used to seeing. Just spectacular play. I mean, nobody else makes that play but Drive. I don't know how he did it, but he did it, and that's what he does better than anybody I know. So that was a great vintage Donald Duke and the Driver. That's
for sure. Forward that portion of the season last year. Where you want to be? I mean, the first couple of quarters, not
quite. Well, you know, that's the way the game goes. They have a really good defense. Obviously, you know, it's kind of like a boxing match. You got to kind of fill them out and see what they're going to do. You don't want to start that slow, but we were able to fill them out, or they felt us out, however you want to look at it. And then we were able to get it going. Obviously, our defense kept us in the game there for the first half, and you know, then we stepped up and did our part.
Talk about those big plays today. It seemed like the offense was off to a slow start in the first quarter, but you guys hit a number of big plays, and that seemed to be the difference, carrying momentum forward.
Well, you got to have some big plays in the game to kind of make it a game-changing game, and that's what happened. We had some big plays. Got them on my touchdown, and then Drive got them on his. Game-changing plays, sudden change for defense. Their defense are back on their toes now, and you got them where you want them.
Was there a running play called on your first touchdown before the guy jumped offside and then they changed it?
There was actually no play called because we were in a no huddle. So we were just up on the line and he was just filling them out, and there was no play called yet.
Okay. Craig,
so it worked
Mike
out.
Did Mike make a kind of a message or send a message about the first three offensive possessions today and what's expected? Because obviously after that, I think it was four touchdowns in the next six possessions.
Well, we always make an emphasis in starting fast and making sure that we get on top of a team, especially when we know we should. Obviously, they have a really good defense. They're very sound. They fly around to the ball, and they make a lot of plays to keep their offense in the game and their team in the game. But we knew that if we could come out there and execute the way we know that we can, then you know, it really didn't matter what they did.
This game here, how important is this one and your next one coming up to keep pace maybe with the Bears before the difficult stretch run?
Very important. You know, going into the fourth quarter of the season, obviously December football is the most important football. A lot of things can happen, but we control our own destiny, hopefully. And, you know, we just got to make sure we're doing the things to make sure we put ourselves in position to be successful at the end of the year.
Guys are talking about, you know, obviously December football, the importance of running football. Are the Green Bay Packers showing that, you know, you can still win by throwing the football instead?
Definitely. You know, but at the same time, you know, we established a run today. I thought we ran the ball really well. We're still not where we want to be, but got a new kid on the block that's trying to step up and give us that power back. And, you know, the offensive line did an outstanding job opening holes for him, and he did a great job hitting
them.
Well, it was no play called, and they jumped off sides. And, you know, when we practice when the defense jump off sides, take them deep, and we're going to take a shot because it's a free ball. So whatever happens, hopefully it's good. And typically it works out good for us. We get a lot of plays like that.
Greg, what's the secret to waiting to determine when you're going to go for the ball? It's like DBs have no idea you're even looking at it until it drops.
Well, for the most part, late hands. You know, watching a lot of guys around the league, Randy Moss is probably one of the better guys to do it. He tracks the ball and then he shoots late hands, so a DB can't get that offhand out there trying to knock the ball down. But a lot of times, a lot of guys beat guys, but they show their hands and their eyes get a little big. And DBs know that the ball is on their way, so they turn around and try to knock it down.
Did the DB whip on the jam on the short one? Looks like he just stepped
around. Yeah. Did he whiff? I don't know what he was doing. No. No. He tried. No, I'm joking. You know that's not me. I'm just messing. No, yeah, he tried to jam it, quick jammy, and, you know, that's really a no-no, honestly. I mean, yeah.
What do you attribute to the fact that you and Aaron seem to be on the same page, like, within the last few weeks of the season particularly? Is it because of some of the injuries and the changes in the offense?
Well, I think it has a little bit to do with that, but at the same time, he's put emphasis in trying to look my way, give me the ball, give me more opportunities to make plays for him, and you know, we talked about it. You know, when we're out there, look, if you need a scapegoat, I'm your guy. You know, we all feel like that. But you know, we're just all trying to be able to step up and make plays when our number's called. And my number's called.